This is a poem by my friend Simon Ortiz. It's about the massacre of peaceful Cheyenne and Arapaho people in 1864. It's from his book From Sand Creek. They were amazed at so much blood. Spurting, sparkling, splashing, bubbling, steady, hot, arcing streams, red and bright and vivid, unto the grassed plains, steaming. So brightly and amazing, they were awed. It seemed almost magical that they had so much blood. It just kept pouring like rivers, like endless floods from the sky, thunder that had become liquid, and the thunder surged forever into their minds. Indeed, they must have felt they should get on their knees and drink the red, rare blood, drink to replenish their own vivid loss, their helpless hands were like sieves. The trauma of the violence and the trauma of the injustice infuses itself onto all levels. It sickens the earth, the mountains, the rivers, the air, the plains, the forests. It sickens the communities, wrenching person from place, and person from person. It sickens the families, breaking traditional bonds. And it sickens even the privacy of our own psyches, our feelings, our thoughts, our dreams. I really love this quote by the psychoanalyst Eric Fromm, that millions of people share the same form of mental pathology does not make those people sane. So the symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder come to define everything about the society, from governmental policy to our own everyday experience. And there's dissociation that we experience, terrible disjunctures, cutting, slicing of our lives, mind from body, human from nature, man from woman, environmentalist from worker, soldiers from peace activists, police from citizenry, you from me. And they're thinking disorders. I mean, can you imagine that the answer to the world situation is more nuclear weapons? Or the idea that to fix the anomie that is inherent to mass society / empire is to get cell phones and have websites. And there's flashbacks. The collective dream world that we're presented with, which is the media, is filled with violence, reiterating, just like flashbacks of someone who has post-traumatic stress disorder, reiterating how we got here. This violence, violence, violence. And there's this dream of grandiosity, you know, taking over more, controlling more, and into new frontiers of the imperial mind, you know, into the privacy of our DNA. And into the air, and the electromagnetic frequencies, and the microwave. And then there's that loss of esteem that we feel, the disorientation, the displacement, the grief, the terror, the angst, the powerlessness, the loss of belief in any means for change. You know, the human language isn't really built to name or explain so vast a dysfunction. I mean, how do we describe it? But we keep trying. We do keep trying. And language is what we have. That's what we humans have. And so the language that's arising among us, there's a language of critique. Koyaanisqatsi, globalization, corporate economy, biotech, wireless, meet the new boss, same as the old boss, Doya Shoda Belagana, genocide, biocide, racism, classism, ownership of the means of production. We have language like that. And then there's language of response. Tierra o muerte, resistance, anarchy, no. And then there's the language of preference. Yes, sustainability, community, land-based, bioregional, justicia y dignidad, the sacred hoop, La tierra es la vida. And by this language, we are brought together. The one who grows between the fences. This is the language of Subcomandante Marcos, March 11th, 2001. Miraculous, miraculous event in our lifetimes. Coming into Mexico City. The one who sings, the one who cares for the word, the one who speaks, the one who is of corn, the one who lives in the mountain, the one who walks the earth, the one who shares an idea, the true us, the ancestor, the person on the web, the one who respects history, the one who dresses humbly, the one who speaks flowers, who is rain, who has knowledge to give, who hunts with arrows, who is the river, who is the desert, who is the sea, the different, the one who walks faster, who is the people, who is the mountain, who is painted with color, who speaks the truth, who has three hearts, who walks the night, who works, the one who walks among the clouds, the one who shares blood and mist, the child of the sun, the one who walks in the mist, the one who is mysterious, the one who works the word, the one who orders in the mountain, the one who is brother, sister.